Well, that's all very well and good, but where is my white paper? I am the Deputy Prime Minister and I want my white paper. Where is my white paper? Where is my white paper? Why is it on my cocking desk? Well, that's no good, is it? That's no good. That's no good. I'll wait tomorrow. I want it now. Where is my white paper? Where is my cocking white paper? How many times do I have to tell you? If I don't get my white paper on time, I don't get food. I don't get food. And you will suffer. Do you understand me? You will suffer. You cocking cock. You really are, aren't you? You're pathetic. You're a waste of space. What are you? A waste of space. That's right. Say you're a waste of space. Yeah, that's right. You're a waste of space. Say I'm the Deputy Prime Minister and I'm better than you. Yeah, you're damn right I'm better than you. Say you're Angela Rayner. I can't believe you said it. I can't believe you said it, you cocking cock. Now get him on my paper. Get him on my paper now. Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of the Jolly Heretic. Now, I was trying there to channel Mr. Dominic Raab, who until today was Britain's Deputy Prime Minister and Lord Chancellor, but he has resigned because he has been found guilty of bullying. And everybody's going on about bullying like it's this terrible thing, like it's this unnatural thing, like it's something incredible that there could be any bullying anywhere ever. So let's put pay to that now with reference to a very interesting paper by Volk et al., which I shall put a link to, I shall pin a link to. Bullying is normal. Bullying is natural. Bullying occurs in the sense of the victimization of a person lower down a social hierarchy by a person higher up a social hierarchy. Bullying is the way of things. Bullying always has been the way of things. Bullying is, we are evolved to bully. And you are never, ever going to stamp it out. Now, according to this research, if we look at who bullies, let's distinguish between who bullies and who is merely the bystander. There are going to be psychological differences between those who bully and those who merely stand by. Obviously, if you are high in Machiavellianism, then bullying is a way of obtaining power, and therefore you are more likely to bully. If you are high in narcissism, then bullying, or indeed vulnerable narcissism, i.e. you crave adoration and status, then bullying, putting other people down, is a way of reassuring yourself of your own status, and indeed playing for status and gaining status, so you're more likely to do it. And the idea that, well, bullies are really deep down, very insecure, hurt, troubled people, there is probably an element of truth to that, in so much as Machiavellianism and narcissism do correlate with certain neurotic traits, i.e. with feeling negative feelings strongly. If you approach the world as a dangerous and unstable place and you feel lots of negative feelings strongly, then you are going to fear being dominated by others. You are going to fear being beaten up by others. You are going to feel lots of negative feelings, including personal insecurity about your own status, including anger and whatever else. And it makes sense that in that context, you will become obsessed with attaining power over others, and you will become obsessed with attaining status. And one way you can do that is via bullying. So it is true that probably is psychologically a factor in bullying over and above being a bystander, certain neurotic traits which then express themselves in a desire, a strong desire for power, which an ordinary person does not have, and in narcissistic traits which also cross over to some extent with a desire for power, or certainly a desire for status and admiration. But the study indicates that bullying has every component of an adaptation. Bullying is found in all cultures, it is found in all animals. It is resistant to all attempts to stamp it out. If you've ever had kids at school and the teacher says, oh, well, we have a very strict no bullying policy. And that teacher is talking bollocks, because there's no such thing as a no bullying policy. There is always going to be bullying, even among the staff. The heritability, i.e. the genetic component of being a bully, is 0.61, according to twin studies. And the heritability of being a victim of a bully is 0.71. So this is telling you that there are certain kinds of people that are going to be the bullies, and there are certain kinds of people that are going to be the victims. And the people that are going to be the victims are probably going to be the people that are deficient, that are a bit different, that come across as deficient in social skill, for example, or who are physically a bit disabled, or who are just different in some way, such that this makes them a target. Now, particularly in the killing ground of the playground, children, of course, are like the most primitive adults. They're the worst aspects of adults. They're low in agreeableness, they're low in conscientiousness, and they're high in neuroticism, and they're highly instinctive. And so you would expect children to bully, and absolutely they do. And who is it they bully? Or they bully those that are different in any way. Why? Well, from an evolutionary perspective, it is the group that is high in positive and negative ethnocentrism, basically, that is going to dominate all other groups. And so if you deviate from the norms of the group, then what you are saying unconsciously to that, subconsciously to that, to the group, is that you are a danger to them. If you are like I was at school, bullied because I walked like a spastic, that is saying that, oh, you know, you in a time of want, you will take resources unnecessarily. You will drag our group down. And that's why in undeveloped societies, in very poor societies, in third world countries, children like that who are disabled will just be accused of witchcraft, will be just left to die. And that's why I've always been very sensitive to the bullies that are the left, because I was very, very aware of it when I was young. But that's a fact. So from an evolutionary perspective, it's anybody that's a bit physically different. Well, what that's saying is that you could be a drain on resources in times of want. You have to go. Anybody that's a bit mentally different. Well, what that's saying is that you might be a problem cooperating with us in times of difficulty. You have to go. Anybody that's a bit different. So the heritability of being a bully and the heritability of being a target is high. Bullies have higher fertility than those who are bullied. Bullies have higher mental and physical health than those who are bullied. And bullies are more popular than those who are bullied, though they are not more popular than bystanders, which demonstrates that there is a degree to which the bully is playing for status. That's what the bully is trying to do. Now, how does this bullying work? What is it actually doing from an evolutionary perspective? Well, in the case of male bullying, what it is doing is it is showcasing qualities which are attractive, essentially, to the female. So if it's physical bullying, then it is showcasing physical prowess. To the extent that it involves acerbic wit and saying nasty things and doing someone down and whatever, then it is showcasing social skill. It is showcasing that the person is powerful. It is showcasing that the person has status. And it is showcasing that they are popular, in so much as the bully will often develop a group of little sycophants that will look up to it, and that will get a kind of look up to him and get a kind of reflected glory off the bully. So he'll become a sort of the leader of little men. And so to a certain kind of female, this is attractive. Perhaps the more sensitive female, the more case-selected female, will say, hang on a minute, this bully is picking on some person who's low status in the school hierarchy for whatever reason, and this is despicable behaviour, and I don't like this at all. But for the more R-selected female, this kind of thing is attractive. It's showing that the person has in an R ecology, remember, because that's what school is. And to a certain extent, you could argue that's even what high-level politics is. It's a brutal game. Kevin Dutton of Oxford University has done a lot of research on psychopaths, and he's shown that there's a high level of subclinical psychopathology among politicians. It attracts people that are high in psychopathic traits because it attracts people that like risk. It attracts people that want power. It attracts people that are very status-driven. It's going to attract men that are very high in testosterone. And so you can see how politics would attract bullies. So we shouldn't be surprised that you're going to get bullies in politics. Why wouldn't you do? Because those are the kind of people that are going to be attracted to a profession like that. So you can see exactly how this works. And those kinds of females are attracted to bully traits. And therefore, the inclination to engage in bullying, particularly at times of want, because we know it becomes elevated at times of want, is going to just stay in the population. And it's going to particularly come out at times of great stress, in which societies as a whole will find scapegoats, usually scapegoats that are a bit different, scapegoats that are a bit that betoken poor genes, maybe scapegoats that are any way can be seen as a drain on the society, and they're going to hurt them. And in my book, which is Feminism and the Fall of the West, you can see that there was a degree to which this is exactly what was done with regard to witches. Elderly poor spinsters who lived off the poor law would be accused of witchcraft and be removed during times of want, sanctified by a religious system which allowed one to argue that they were witches. Similarly, in rural parts of Ghana and such like today, children who are disabled, who are physically disabled, or who are albino, those children are cast as being witches or being possessed or whatever, and this is a religiously sanctified excuse to remove them from the society. And in much the same way, you're going to get bullying coming up in politics. Now, the bully victim, i.e. a person who has been bullied and then hits back, that doesn't tend to work. And I think you saw that with Marco Rubio. So in 2016, Donald Trump was bullying all of his competitors to be the Republican Party nominee with all these nasty little nicknames like Low Energy Jeb and Little Marco and Crooked Hillary and whatever. And Marco hit back, this Marco Rubio, by making this insinuation that about Donald Trump's gentleman. And so that was a kind of attempt to bully back. But of course, it didn't work. And that's the problem with the bully victims. They tend to choose a popular target. They're not socially skilled enough. They're not witty enough, and they get it wrong. So the paper by Volk et al. Showed that they get it wrong. It is the bully, not the it is to be a bully, not a bully that has been bullied, a bully victim, but just a bully. That's what is adaptive in an evolutionary sense. And what we're seeing with regard to Dominic Raab, I think it's incredibly hypocritical and ridiculous, because I'm sure that many of these high-level people have themselves bullied others, and that's why they've got to where they are. But he's being hung out to dry for engaging in behaviour which was probably perfectly normal in politics as little as 10 years ago, and nobody would shouting at people and whatever. I mean, do you think that Alistair Campbell didn't do that? Do you think that Gordon Brown didn't do that? Of course they did. Of course they bullied people. They did it because it is evolutionarily adapted to do it, and it is never, ever going to be stamped out. So I hope that's of interest, and have a jolly interesting weekend.
Hello, hello, hello! The Jolly Heretic is an online public house which meets on Mondays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. UK time, 2 p.m. New York, in which we discuss the kind of based, fearless science which is increasingly expunged from our woke joke universities. If you would like to help the Jolly Heretic public house, and there are many ways you can do so, please, please, please become one of my patrons on Subscribestar. Also, if you want to, you can donate to the channel using Odyssey and Entropy, and you can also purchase Jolly Heretic merchandise, such as shirts and mugs. All of the links are in the description. Again, I'd be most violently grateful if you could assist the Jolly Heretic Public House, and I will see you all soon, and goodbye!